I'm good, yeah. Just starting the day here. Where are you located?
I'm in Champaign, Illinois. It's a couple of hours south of Chicago.
All right, okay. So it's the evening there, afternoon there?
It is 2 p.m.
Right, okay. Okay,
And where are
afternoon.
you?
I'm actually in New Zealand in a
In
little
New
town
Zealand.
called Queenstown. Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what time is it for
Yeah.
you?
So it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Hello,
Okay.
Katerina. Welcome. Yeah, I've seen you teach Latin, right, Kay? Is
I
that
do,
correct?
yes.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Have you ever taken Latin before?
No, actually, no. I'm an engineer, so I'm more of the numbers side. But I would love to actually. Yeah, I speak four languages, and I'm always like keen to learning new ones. So I'd love
What's
to.
your first language?
My first language is actually Catalan. I'm from Barcelona, from a small region in Spain. So that's my first language. And then I also speak Spanish as my mother tongue because we speak both there. And then here, obviously, English and Portuguese as well. So yeah.
Cool. Well, then Latin is your language. It's the base of
Yeah.
all of those. So, yeah, you should be getting yourself some Latin.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Welcome, Katerina. My name is Olga.
Hello, welcome. Oh, thank you very
Where are you from?
much. Well, I'm originally from Belarus, but I'm located in New York right
Oh,
now.
okay. And what's your business? What?
Well, it's online education. It's basically online courses, online webinars for professionals, and it's also consulting for companies, but consulting is not on Simplera. It's separately.
I
So
see.
I'm about to start, like it's the beginning of April, I believe. So, and now I need to educate myself on how to set up everything. So
Yeah, definitely. Well, so that's what we're gonna do. So I'm part of the Simplero success team. So I offer support. You'll probably see me in tickets as well. And today we're gonna talk about setting up your course inside Simplero. So I'm gonna just go ahead and share my screen. Right. So, first thing, if you have questions, please post them in the chat, and I'll answer as I go, or maybe at the end. So if you have questions as you go, just do that. And then one thing I wanted to talk to you about before we start. So every Simplero plan has different number of courses that you can have. So for the starter plan, you can only have 5 courses. And one membership site, and then both Scale and Skyrocket have unlimited courses and membership sites. So that's something you might want to take into account as you grow. To start with, membership site and course and 5 courses, it's probably more than enough. But if you have a business that's growing, then you might want to think about scaling as you go. So just so you are aware of that. Then another thing that you want to know is that courses inside Simplero are not standalone. They need to be placed inside a site. That can be both your main website here, your marketing website, or it can be inside your membership site. Usually, most of the time, we recommend placing them inside a membership site because it's easier to control access for your customers, and it's a better user experience. Also, inside membership sites, you can create forums, you can create groups. So it's a better experience if you want to create a community in the future that shares their learning. And it's better than having them. So in your main website, you would only have them really if you wanted to give out a free course to everyone that comes to your website. But if you want to have a community that grows and that slowly that buys future courses, for example, you usually want to have them inside a membership site. Then I created this example membership site, Relax with Olga. And before we start showing you how to create the courses, I want to show you how they look like. So if I open this inside my Simplero account, as I mentioned, your courses need to be placed inside a website or a membership site, but that doesn't need to be a big one. So there doesn't need to be loads of pages, or you don't need to build a whole website for your courses. It can be as simple as this page, just like a title and the links to the courses. That's it. It doesn't need to be anything complicated. You don't need, if you want to, of course, you can create more pages and more information. And a lot of people explains how to access the course. If they have long courses, they give recommendations. But in this case, if you don't want to, you can just create a very simple page like this one with both your courses. And then as an example, so if I get into my meditation course, this is how it looks. So every course has modules like this one that you can collapse. And then inside each module, you can have lessons. When you go inside a lesson, you can have, so here I'll show you later, you can have many things inside a lesson, but in this case I have an image and the text, and then on the left side there's a menu where you can explore the different lessons and models. I'm gonna step into the future for a second, because I don't know if you've heard or if you've read that we're creating a new community, a new look for these membership sites and courses. This is already available to test. It's still in the testing phases, but I'm just gonna show you how it looks like. So if you click here and go switch to the new experience, this is the new site. As I said, it's still in testing stages, but you probably, a lot of people likes it better because it's more modern. And here you have on the right side, you have your lessons, that same thing, but a bit more, a bit more of a modern look, let's say it this way. And then you have the courses here as well, that you can access. And when you get into one of the lessons, same thing, very similar, but just a little bit more modern. I just wanted you to see it. So if you want to try it or you want to use this one, that's also available for you to use. And for now, I'm going to switch back to the old experience. And we're going to get into it. So I'm going to show you how to create a new course. So first thing you need to do is go to your main website or membership site, wherever you want to create your courses. So in my case is this one, Relax with Olga. And then you go to courses. Don't worry too much about this, because the courses can be easily moved and copied from one site to the other. So they are not unmovable. If you choose to put them in one membership site and then you change your mind and you want to move it to the website, that's all good. So don't overthink it. That's you can change your mind. And then I'm just gonna collapse this. So I'm gonna create a new course here. First thing that you wanna put here is your name of the course. So in my case, I'm gonna call it Olga's course. And then if you want to, here on the right side, you can add internal names and labels. This is often used if you have, for example, courses that repeat every year and that are like the same topic but slightly change. For example, in your internal name, I could add, for example, Olga's course 2024. So this is only something that you will see as an administrator and will help you distinguish every course. But your customers will only see the titles. And then you can also add some labels if you want to. Labels are a really good way to organize everything in your account. If you haven't looked at them, I recommend to, because like if you have different courses and stuff, they are a nice way to organize and make sure you distinguish everything is in there. You don't need to use any of those though. So internal name and labels, those are optional. You don't want to use them, don't use them. Then here you have the option to add a link to this course on your site's menu bar. So if I go back to my course, that's what it's referring to here on the left side. If you toggle that option off, this will not show in here. Then here you can add a description. So this course description will only show to people who have access to the course. So if you don't have access to the course, you won't see that description, but it will show here on top under the title. Then after that, you have an access option. So there's four states that you can choose inside Simplero. One of them is a draft state. So this means that only admins that are administrators of the account can see it, and no one else will be able to see it if they get to your membership site. Next option is published. What published means is that everyone that gets access to your site will have access to your course. So your site can be, you can choose to have it close to public, or you can choose to have it open. So if you have it close to public, even if you set it as published, people first needs to gain access to your site, and then they will be able to see the course. But if they don't have access to your site, they won't be able to see it regardless. So don't worry about putting it as published. If your membership site is closed, then that's all good. But then that means, for example, that in my case, I have two courses. I have a meditation course and a yoga course. So let's say that someone buys the meditation course. As soon as they come and I give them access to this meditation course, as soon as they come into the site, if my yoga course is published, they will see it there, even if they haven't purchased it, because I've put it as published. So if you want to sell, for example, each of your courses separately, you don't want to use published state because that will show it for everyone. What you want to use in that case is the dripped state. In Simplero, anything that is dripped means that that you need to give specific access to that to see it. So anything that is dripped, your customers will not be able to see it unless you give them access to that specific thing. Now, the catalog options, these show on the catalog section of your site. So this is, for example, I added an example here. I'll show you how to create this at the end of the workshop, but here, this is a catalog type section. So whatever I add in here, that's what it will show on the catalog. So let's say, for example, I want to add a description. This is my course. And I want to add an image as a catalog. You can add your images, your own images that you have on your account when you add an image, or you can choose stock photos. I don't know if you know this one, but these are images that we have available for you and that you can search here. So let's go to New Zealand, because that's where I live. So I'm just going to add as a catalog image. And you're going to see that later on when we complete the course, this is the image that is going to show here in the new course that we've created. So then after that, we've got the presentation section. In here, you can choose a background image for the course overview. What this means, if I go back to the meditation course, is that this white background, instead of being white, it will show an image, basically. Then the other option here is the default cart for image lessons. So this is the image that will show, if you put one, it will show as default if you don't have a lesson set. So for example, going back to my example, all of these, each lesson has their own cart image. But then if you see here, there's this image that repeats. This is because I've put it here as a default image, and I haven't added specifically one image to each one of the lessons. So I can go in, I'll show you how later, but each lesson you can add a specific image. If you don't have any, then it will show this one. Then here you have three options to show the author, show when a lesson was updated, and show only lessons, ignore the models, which means that it won't show the models here. These ones won't show. It will only show your course title and a list of lessons. So this is because if you don't have a course, if you don't have models in your course, you only have lessons, you can just go ahead and do it this way. Then after that, we have the preview section. So for the preview section, that is the people what the people will see when they don't have access to the course. So let's say, for example, again, the same example that someone buys your meditation course here on your side, and you have a yoga course, and you want them to know that you have a yoga course, but you don't want them to be able to see it, but you want to show them like maybe a little thing, a little bit of information so they to encourage them to buy it. That's what preview is for. So inside preview, you can choose what do we show to people that don't have access. So you can show to choose selected lessons, so the lessons that you chose to have as preview, or you can choose to not show the course at all. So if I choose none, for the person that buys the meditation course, they won't even know that the yoga course exists. So if the yoga course is set astripped, they will come in and they will only see the meditation course, not the yoga course. But if I show selected lessons, then you can choose some lessons for them to preview and to get like a little taster and decide if they want to buy. Then you can choose to add a message for the people that don't have access yet. Like, oh, you don't have access to this, but you can click here to buy it. And down here, you can choose a button label and a button link. I've prepared an example so you can see how it looks like. So this is how the yoga course looks. And then ignore the models for now, but this is the message how it would show. So it would show don't have access yet, and it would show whatever you decide to put in the button. So I see you have a question. What does cart mean? Kay, did I answer your question about the cart, or do you want me to go over that again?
No, I keep on seeing that when I'm looking through, it talks about like what a card image, and I have no idea what that is. That special jargon that I just never heard of before.
So card is the image that shows as like here as an exact, as a, let's, how do we call it? Like as an, before you enter the lesson. So when you add like, a section where you add all of your courses. So it's like the preview kind of image. I think we could call it this way. So you could, the image that you see before you enter the lesson or before you enter the course, I think we could call it that. So in this case, let me show it you an example, the one I went through before, sorry. So in this case, the cart image for the lessons would be these ones here, the ones that show before you enter the lesson or the model or the course, the ones on display, let's say it this way.
Does it
yeah,
just
does
mean
that
a
make
thumbnail?
Sorry?
Does it just mean a thumbnail? Is it the same as a thumbnail?
It's similar.
I mean,
not sure
I
what
even
the
need
difference.
To know what it means? I mean, if it's,
I don't
if
think
it's,
so. No,
okay,
I don't.
Well, then,
I don't think.
Then,
yeah, I
then
don't.
we're good. You don't need to keep trying to describe it to me. I'll just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. It's a hard one to explain. But in this case, it means the ones that you the ones on preview. Let's say it this way. And then. Okay, where did I left? Yeah, going back to the preview, I was showing you the example that you can see here. So that would be the text that shows and the buttons that shows. Later on, I will show you how to choose which lessons to preview. So in this case, you can see that I have some that lessons showing that are locked. So even if I try to click on them, I cannot see them. This is a good way if you want your customers to know what the course is about, and again, try to market it and for them to buy it. You can display your lessons and show them and show their titles or even show their content. I'll show you how to later on. Then we have a few more settings here. One of them is allow the course participants to mark the lessons as completed and require lessons to be completed before continuing the lessons. What this means, I have another example for you here. So when you have this option on that to require to complete, your customers will see for only the first lesson as available when they start the course, and all the other ones will show this lock sign here. And they will unlock as they go. So if I go, for example, in here, let's say I'm a customer and I just started the course, I read it, down here they will find the complete button. And then as soon as they click to complete it, oh, sorry, I've got to log in. Uh-oh. Well, I won't do that now, but basically, as soon as they click to complete it, it will unlock the following lesson. And then both lessons will show unlocked. This one will show a green tick. And then as they go completing the lessons, it will keep unlocking each lesson of the course. Then another option that you can toggle on is allow users to leave private notes. This is useful if you're a teacher and you want your users to be able to add notes as they go. So the way it shows, it's down here in each lesson. They can add a private note. So if it's a video, for example, a video lesson, they can summarize it or write whatever was interesting to them. And this is something that only them will see. Not even you as an owner of the account can see it. So this is only for them, for their notes, and for their learning. Then after that, you can choose to remove download links from videos, audios, and PDFs. This is interesting if you don't want your customers to download your content. You only want them to have it for a while. And it can only be prevented for the whole site. It can also, sorry, be prevented for the whole site. So this is a setting that is available as a whole for the site, or you can do it for each one of the courses. And then that will remove the download link. So see here under the image example that it says download. If I toggle that on, so if I say to remove it, this download button will not show for them.
Can I ask
And
quick
then, yes, sure.
about download? Okay, if I choose this option, remove download, but I want customers to be able to download just PDFs to.
Yes, we
So I
yeah,
will.
we can.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm thinking, so I still need to choose remove download and somewhere else to allow to download PDFs, right?
Yes, that's correct. So if that's what you want to do, you would choose remove here first. And then inside the lesson, I'll show you how to, in a tiny bit, I'll show you how to add that option for only for the PDFs that you want them to download.
Okay,
I'll
good.
show you in a second. Oh, and then Kay has the same question. Great. So I guess I answer it for both. I'll show you in a tiny bit how to do that. I'll toggle it on as an example, but before I do, when you have this one untoggled, see that this option appears, allow participants to consume your course as a podcast. So this is very useful if you have, for example, lessons that are audios, and you want your members to be able to have them on the go, and you want them to use it as a podcast. You can allow that option. And what this will do is it will show a link for them. I don't think I have an example here, but it will show a link for them to click and open it in their preferred podcast app and use it as if it was a podcast. I will go ahead and toggle it on so I can show you the example as you want it. And then down here, you have comments on course lessons. So you can allow your members to comment on the lesson, or you can choose to moderate before they're posted. So what this will do is it will send you an email, and then you will be able to approve or decline the comment that they added. Or you can choose to don't allow comments. The way it shows if you're curious in each lesson, here, so under the complete button, if you have one, you have here a comment that you can leave if for your customers, so that's what they will say. So Kay is asking if I don't want to leave the download and toggle, so the possibility is there. So if you want to have mostly, so most of the course not able to download, and then only specific ones to download, you wanna leave it as remove download links for videos, and then only turn on the specific ones that you want them to download. You can, yeah, that, I mean, you could choose that as well. Depends on how many you have. So if you have most like 90% remove, and then 10% that you want to download, then you might want to have it this way. You only want to prevent a few things. Yeah, so maybe that will be an option for you. I'll show you the options that you have in the lesson, and then we can explore what's the best option for your setup. So I'll just go ahead, and then we can see. So I'm gonna go ahead and create the course. And then something, a setting that you probably noticed that I haven't mentioned. So up here you can find the settings back. If I scroll down, this one only shows after you save. So if you want, you can choose to award a certificate to participants to complete all the lessons. It's important to note that this is only available to some Simplero plans, not all of them. So you might not have that option in your account. But if you do, you can add an image, you can personalize it, and then here you can show completion date, unique serial number, and then send email notifications to people, and you can personalize the email as well. So if that's an option in your plan, you can do that too. And then once you get into the course, this is what you will see. So you will have your modules, and then inside each module, you'll be able to create your lessons. Here on the right side, you have the settings if you need to go back to them. So once we're here, we just want to start creating our models and lessons. So what I would recommend at this stage is that if you already have your videos and your images and your materials, let's say it this way, that you want to add to the course ready, I would recommend to go to content, go to your media library, and upload them first. This way you already have everything. So as you build the course, you don't need to go back and forth, uploading here, uploading there. So if you can upload them first in bulk, then you'll have it ready to build, and it will be much faster. Then after you do that, you can go to your course, and then you can start creating your lessons. So I'm just gonna go simple here, lesson one. Lesson two, you can click enter, and you can, oops, I missed name. You could create them like that in bulk, or you can create them like one by one. If you have a model that you want to repeat like almost the same, you could go here to those three dots and you could duplicate. to this course or duplicate to another course. So let's say that your models are very similar. You could also go and duplicate here. So you don't have to keep creating by one by one. And this is a good trick to like speed up all your course creation. Then when you click these three dots on the model, you can also edit the name of the model. So I can call it model two. Each model also have the publish states as the same as the course. So you also have the draft, publish, drip, and schedule. What this means the same as the course. So when they get inside the course, if your models are published, they will see every single model. If they are dripped, you will need to give specific access to it. I will talk at the end, after I show you how to create a lesson, I'll show you what these mean and in which occasions you will use them. I won't go too much into depth because there's another workshop that explains that, but I'll give you a few clues. Then you can save. And then you have similar options for the lessons. So if you click here, you can edit, duplicate, move to another course, duplicate to another course. And then let's go into one lesson so I can show you the lesson creation process. So once you get in the lessons, inside the lessons, you have the options apart from the title to add a thumbnail or an author. And then you can add, choose the publish date again. So the whole course lesson model, they all have the same state. And then you can choose your content. So here you can choose a piece of video that I would say that is the more popular option. So a lot of our members use videos, but then audios is also an option here. You can also create a quiz. So let's say you want them to have a quiz at the end of a model, for example, to check their learning. You can choose here to create a quiz. You can add here text content, and then down here, you will be able to add questions and choose which ones are correct. So for example, what's my name? I'll say Olga. I'll say Laura. And I'll say Maria. And then you can choose the correct answer and add the question. So after that, what your members will see, let me see if I can show you as an example. I haven't published it yet. I haven't saved it yet, so it doesn't show. I'll show you in a second. So that's for an example of a quiz question. And then down here, you can explain why this is correct. So you can choose for them so they can see. And then you can also choose if you show the correct answers after they submit or not. If you simply tell them like, this is wrong, but not, don't show what's the correct one. You can, this, let me see, someone has a question. Have the quiz, can the quiz have more than one correct answer for a question? Good question. I don't think so, but let's try. Oh, yeah, I was gonna say no, actually, but yes, actually they have, you can have more than one. Yeah, you can have both. Fantastic, yay, great. And yeah, after you do that, you can show the correct answers after submitting. You can disable access to another course while taking the quiz. So if you don't want your members to cheat while they're taking the quiz, you can disable the access. And then you can choose a passing grade. So let's say at the end of the model, you want a lesson that it's a quiz, and you want them to have a passing, to pass at minimum of 80% of the questions correct. You can choose here the percentage, and you can also choose a time limit, which can be useful. And then let me just save the quiz so I can show you how it looks, and then we'll go over the rest of the options. So now that I've already published the quiz, so here, this is how it would show for them. So it will warn them that this It has a limit of 60 minutes. The timer will begin as soon as you begin, and then you go begin the quiz. And then it will show a timer for them, and then you can choose their option and check the answer. And in this case, I chose to show the correct answer, so it shows both as correct. And then you can continue. And it says you answered 0 of 1, and you can retake the quiz if you want to. So this is how it shows for them. And then after, I'll show you the other options when you create lessons. So we've gone over the quiz now. Another option is a worksheet. Worksheets are created here. So inside the content worksheets, that's where you create them. So if you want to add a worksheet to your lessons, first you'd go and create them, and then you'd go here and choose it. Worksheets are very useful if you want to gather, for example, feedback. So you can use a survey as well, but you can also use a worksheet, or if you want them to write text, like instead of a quiz where they just choose ABC, you want them to write, for example, UK, that you're a Latin teacher, you might want them to write something. So you can choose a worksheet and ask some questions there for them to answer. Let me just show you an example of how a worksheet looks, just for you to know. Let's see, Joe's awesome worksheet. Yeah, so inside a worksheet, you have many types of questions. So it's not like the quiz that there's only like you can only choose between options. Here you can choose short response, and you also have other options, such as multi-line text, list, radio buttons, checkboxes, file upload. So even if you want them to do something and then upload a file for you to see, so it's a way to gather information or to do exams, depends on what you do in your business. So that's what worksheet would do. And then you can choose other, which can be images, for example. So if you go here, you could choose an image. Again, you could also choose stock photos. So that's another option. And then let's go ahead. I'm just gonna choose a picture. This one. And then you can add some content if you want to. This is New Zealand. And then here is where you can add additional content. And here where it is where it comes, that bit where your participants can download those things. Even if you have set your course to not download, you can add here, for example, a media file. So let's see, we have an example PDF. So as an example, you can add here a PDF. And then you can choose to embed the PDF if you want to. And here, see that you have download options. You can choose to inherit. Inherit means that you're gonna get it from your core settings. So if your core settings, in this case, we've chosen to not download, that's what it will happen. Or you can choose to show. So in this case, it will allow you to download even if your core settings are showing as not downloads, and that's probably, Katerina, what you were wanting to do. So as you were saying, Kay, so you have the opposite way, which is also a way. So you could say no, and then for certain files, so you, sorry, you could say yes to download, like everything can be downloaded, and then upload a PDF, and then choose, okay, this one I don't want them to download it, so I'm just gonna say hide. That's an option too. As I said, it depends on the volume of things that you have. So if you have most of it that cannot be downloaded, you would do it one way. If you have most of it that can be downloaded, you would do it the other way. Thanks.
Question.
You're welcome.
Question. Would
Yeah.
you clarify what means embed? I don't understand why I need to choose this option, this
I'll
feature.
show you actually with an example. I think it will be more self-explanatory. So I will choose to not embed first and save changes. And I'm gonna have a look at lesson two, which is currently as draft. So this is not embedded. It simply shows the title of the PDF, and then you have the button to download. If you choose to embed, and I'll go now inside the lesson again, and I'll show embed. If you choose to embed, save changes. And now I go refresh the lesson. In here, instead of showing a download button, it shows an expand. And that's what embed means. So it shows embedded. I don't know how to explain it with other words, but it shows on the lesson, like inside the lesson, it shows your PDF instead of only showing at a download button. And then
Excellent.
here, yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. And then here you can see what we chose. So if we go back to the lesson settings, and now we choose, so right now it's set as hide, but if I set it as show the download button, and I go save changes, and go back and refresh the lesson. So sorry, I think I need to refresh again. And I go expand. Here, down here, it shows the download button. So it allows them to download. While otherwise, they show this download button will not show, and they will only be able to see it here inside your lesson. And as you see, for the image, for example, the download button doesn't show because the course is set as not downloads. If you set the course as downloads, then it will also show the download button here under the image. Yeah, does that make sense?
It's excellent.
Awesome. Yay. Happy for that. Yeah, so here, let me see if there's anything else we need to talk about. So you can choose to hide, expand or expand the download toggles, or you can expand all the embedded content by default. So you've seen that when I get in the lesson, initially it shows hidden like this. You can also choose to show it expanded by default. And if you choose that, then when you get in the lesson, it will by default show like this. And then here you can add as many files as you want. So if you want to add many PDFs as additional content, you could keep adding here and then it will show the same options for you. Here you have the delete button. So if you want to delete some, you have it here. And then just drink a little bit. Right. So remember that before when we were talking about the course settings, we talked about the preview options where you could show the people how the course looks as a preview so they can buy from you. When you create the lesson, if you choose, okay, I want to show my customers a preview, you don't need to show all each one of the lessons. So you might want to show some of the lessons as an example. You might want to other ones not show. So for each one of the lessons, you have preview settings. And you can choose when someone doesn't have access to this course, show, you can choose nothing. You can choose title only, so it only shows the title of the lessons, but nothing and nothing else. And you can choose content, which means that you're showing the whole lesson. What this will mean, how this will show for your customers, I have some examples here. If I go to your yoga course, so this is a course where I don't have access to. Like before, let's say I purchased the meditation course and I'm now inside your site. You can now you have the message first that we set up on the course settings. And then down here, these lessons, I've chosen title only. So these show this lock. Padlock, and you cannot click them. You can only see the title, but you cannot do anything. Then, if I scroll down, these lessons here, I've chosen the option content. This shows an unlocked Padlock, and you're able to click them and you're able to see what's inside it, which at the minute is nothing. So it doesn't make much sense now because you cannot see anything because the lessons are blank. But if there was something, you would see the content here. Then after that, you can track multiple completions. So this is if you are tracking your course analytics, who's completing your lessons, who's not. Your customers can complete the lesson multiple times, which means that they can like do it and then click complete again, do it and then click complete again, and you can see it on your analytics. And down here you can add automations if they are available in your plan, and add triggers which you can learn about in other videos. I'm not gonna go into depth now either, but if you wanna, for example, well, I'm gonna show you an example because it's quite useful. So let's say that when this course lesson is completed, you want to send an email like, "Yay, you've completed your first lesson." You could do that. So when you're setting your course, you can set a trigger that when a lesson is completed, you send an email. Or maybe when they complete the model, or maybe when they if they mark uncompleted, which is quite unusual, I think, but completed is the most useful, like usual one. And then we'll go in save changes. Right. So now we know how to create our course. We know how to create our lessons, how to duplicate them if we need them, how to set the preview. The only thing I want to briefly talk about are the status here. So as I explained before, in your course, you can choose publish, you can choose your course to be dripped, and you can do that for your models and your lessons. What this means is that if you have access to the previous level, so for example, in case of the models, if you have access to the course and your models are published, you will be able to see everything. If you have access to your course, to the course, and your models are dripped, you won't be able to see those models. So your customers won't be able to see those models unless you give them specific access to it using different things that I'm going to talk about now. And because the lessons are inside the model, if your model is dripped, they won't be able to see the lessons inside it. So even if I set all my lessons as published, they won't be able to see it if the model is dripped until you give access to your model. And then when you give them access to the model, they will be able to see everything that's inside it that is published. What's this useful for? So let's say that you have a business that you want them to get access to every single lesson inside the course when they buy the course. In that case, you would set the course as dripped so you can give them access when they buy it, and then everything inside it, you can just set it as published because then they will be able to see everything. Little trick here, if you want to change everything, here there's a lessons one, a lessons tab, and you can select them all and you can perform actions to all the lessons. So you don't need to send show them one by one. So here you can click, for example, and go publish. So I can publish all my lessons now, all in one. And there's other actions that you can do here as well. Obviously you can delete, but also you can change the no access to course behavior, which is the preview settings that we were talking about. You can change the speed that the videos start at. You can change many settings in bulk. So that's often pretty useful, especially if you have long courses. So back to the overview. If your course is dripped and all your lessons are published, your customer will come in and they will see everything. Great, awesome. But some businesses, for example, you might have a school and you don't want them to get overwhelmed. So you might want to release one model per week, for example, or a membership where you want to get one model per week. In that case, what you could do is go to the model and set the model as dripped. When you drip, you have two options. So you can drip by day, which means it will automatically show for them after whatever number of days here. after they get access to the course. So if you wanna repeat every 7 days, for example, you could add here 7 days, save changes, and then as soon as they get access to the course, first they won't see anything, and then they will, 7 days later, they will see module one. And then let's say that 1 week later, you want to release module two, you can go here, choose dripped, you can choose by day, and then in this case, you will need to go 14 days because you want it 2 weeks after the course is released. So it's not the number of days after the first module, is the number of days after the course is released. So in this case, you want to choose 14 days. Then other option that you have here when you choose dripped is to drip it manually or by triggers and automations. I want to explain each one of the options because there's a specific workshop about that, but just know that you can do that. So you can create an automation that releases every whatever days you choose, and or you can create triggers. And there's a question. Each student has their own schedule of dripping, right? Depending on the date they start. Correct. Yes. So when they when the course is released for them, at that date for that specific student, they will 7 days later they will see the module, for example. And then Katerina is asking, can you send a link to the trigger workshop? Yes, I will send you in a second. So I'll finish this and then I'll send you the links and I'll show you actually where to find it because it's pretty useful for your learning process. And remind me if I don't remember, please remind me before we go. And then yes, yeah, so that's the dripping option, manually triggers and automations here. And then what else I wanted to explain? Oh yeah, up here, so something, a few more things about courses here on the right side, apart from the settings that we've gone over, you can see all the awarded certificates. So you can see who's completed your course. You can duplicate or move it. So as I explained before, don't worry where you place it because then you can easily move it by clicking here. And also you can see how you're giving access to the course. So in case your course is dripped, and let's say you have many products and many lists and some give access to the course and some don't, and you get mixed up. If you click here, it will show, at the minute, it won't show anything, I think, because we are not given access. Oh, accessible by everyone. Yeah. At the minute, we haven't set up anything, so it's not showing anything. But when you start setting it up, you'll be able to see it here. And then something interesting is the analytics, I have completed one, so it shows. So analytics show by member and by lesson. So if you go by member, you can see each one of your students, customers, when they started the course, their last login, the total number of login, and how is their progress doing. And you can also see when they complete lessons, you can also see it here. You can also see the stats on your videos. So you can see how much they watched and the course progress and how many times they went. And you can see it by model as well. So you can go into each model and see it. At the minute, we don't have any students, so it only shows my testing here. And then you can also go to analytics by lesson. And this way you can see for each one of the lessons, the number of views, unique views, how many completed, the percentage, how many liked, how many commented. So you can have a good idea of how your course is going and which lessons are being more successful and and know that. One more thing I wanted to show you because that is creates confusion sometimes. So when you create your course, I don't know if you remember that there was an option in the settings to show in your site. So if I go to my pages and I edit the menu of my site, you will see here that in the menu of your site, apart from the pages that you've already created, it will show your courses. a lot of the times when you create it, if you have them as drafted specially, they are hidden. So see that here it says hidden. So they show initially as hidden from main navigation. And that means that it will not show here. So if that's the case, make sure you come to your, if you're like, oh, I'm in my site, but I cannot see my my course here on the on my menu, go to your pages, click on edit, and then unhide it and save changes, and then you'll be able to see it. That's something else. Oh, and what and how I created the this thing here. So just for your reference, when you're creating a page, if you want to showcast all your courses like I did here, this section is called course catalog. So I'll just show you in a second. Looks like my internet is a bit slow today. I don't know what's going on. Let me go back and back in. I know I'm a bit impatient. Right, there we go. So that's the page. So if you want to add this section here, this is called course catalog, and it will automatically show your courses. So if you add a section and then search for course, course catalog will show all your courses. If you choose featured courses, you can select which course you showcast. So in case you want to show them all, you don't want to show them all, or you want to show them in different parts of your page, you can choose featured courses. And then here you'll be able to choose the courses one by one. And I think I'm done with what I wanted to cover. I'll just send you the link to the workshops and I'll show you where to find them actually. So if you go to the,
Would you please go back? I just would like to clarify. So you said that creating a course should be on a membership site, right?
Yes, correct.
How to do it in account? What I don't understand is how I can take a look, like other people can see what other people can see. So you kind of switching between two pages, and I'm not sure how I can create my. I guess it's homepage I need to create where I will well where other people will see what courses I have, right? So basically my situation is I will have a separate website where people just go to Simplera, check out, right, and have like courses, but I still need to have some sort of homepage where I will have all this like 1, 2, 3 course, right?
Yes, correct. Yes,
so
yes,
how
yes.
I create this home page on a simple
how you create it?
Yes.
So in your site, I won't go too much into depth, but just let me go back to my site. So when you're in your site, here you can go to pages. By default, it will show a home page. You can create more if you want, but by default, it will show one. In here, you can go edit page, and that's where you can create it. So if you go here, then you can add whatever sections you want. And if you want, you can add the course catalog or maybe not, because your courses also show on the menu here. So if you don't want to have this section, that's fine. If you just want to say welcome and have a picture, that's perfectly fine. How complex or how simple, it depends on your business. Does that answer your question, Katarina?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Awesome. Do you have any further questions?
I do. Also, it's probably beyond of this scope of this workshop. But for example, if I would like to set up 3 months access to the course, so how I can do this, through purchase price, or it's another way?
Sorry, repeat that again. You want to set what?
Well, for example, I want a client to have access to my course for 3 months. That's it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll have to set that through the product settings. I'll respond that to you on a ticket. So after this workshop, I'll open a ticket with you and I'll show you how to do it. I'll send you some links. But yeah, that's through the product settings.
Okay. Really exciting. And one more question I have, if also it's basically how to, once I set up everything on Simplera, how I can get the link to in integrate in my website. So
So you have another website outside Simplera,
yes.
and you wanna add some of the pages in. So you wanna add some pages inside your website?
No, basically what would happen, I have pages on my website outside of the
Yeah.
simple, and then when when a client clicks register, it will transfer to check out at Simplera.
Yeah.
So but I
Yeah,
need
okay.
which will transfer to check out.
Okay. Yeah, let's discuss this in the ticket as well. Because I want to see your website and exactly what you want to do, and then I can help you there. Let's
It's
do that there.
not there yet. It's
Yeah.
still developing stage.
Oh, Kay needs to go. Bye, Kay. Thank you so much.
Okay, then. And also, if I can have links to how to set up kind of purchase price and processor payment processor, whatever the name.
Yes, so how to set up, okay, the purchase price, I'll send you all of that. And how to set up your payment processor.
And
Right.
trigger, because I talked to someone and someone told me that in order to set up triggers and automatic emails, I will need to kind of set up my email address to Simplera so it will go through kind of, right?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. What I would recommend you actually, if you haven't yet, have you checked the Intro to Simplera course? Because that answers most of your questions.
Interesting player, of course.
So if you
I
go
did
help
actually.
dot yeah?
I did, and
Okay.
I noticed that this webinar is like I understand most of things, right? But when I watch those kind of things, I have even more questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it can be a bit yeah, it
Right now, I
can
feel
be a bit full
confident
on. Yeah.
because I know right now what I'm doing. So, for this reason, I like live webinars because I can ask questions and so I know exactly what I'm doing.
That's good. That's really good. So then you could so if you go to help.simplera.com, see that there's implementation code Q&As. Here you can book for live Q&A sessions. So if you like live webinars, you can join one of those. Or if you down here, if you scroll down, you will also see all our workshops similar to this one that we're doing. And one of them, for example, is the Mastering Automations and Drip Release. That's the one I was talking about. And I will send you the link to it. But that those might be more useful to you than Intro to Simplero. And we'll keep doing this, what we did today. We'll keep doing this often. So just keep an eye for the upcoming workshops. If these are useful for you, then
Yes, and also
definitely come upcoming.
another question. If I would like to set up a webinar, I'm doing this through a product, right? So I'm basically creating a product like a checkout, so basically people can buy, and then I just inserted the link from the webinar I'm creating on the webinar platform, correct?
Yeah, so you're selling that webinar, right? It's not free.
Yes.
Yes. So in that case, anything that you wanna sell, that you wanna want money for, that's a product inside Simplero. You need to create a product. And then inside the product, you can choose many options. So when you create a product, just choose any random ones. But then when you create a product, you can choose inside the content, you can choose to give access to course or sites, but you can also choose to like simply trigger an email that sends them the link to the webinar, or you can choose many options inside the product. So that's where you would do it, yes.
Okay, so and I assume there is another webinar on how to create product
Correct. Yes. I'll send you the links to all of these. And then if you have further questions, either open a ticket, and you can also ask if you wanna if you prefer videos, for example, you can ask that in the ticket, and I'd be happy to send you videos on how to do things. And then keep an eye for future webinars, because if that's good learning style for you, then definitely come over.
Oh yeah, because now I understand exactly what I need to understand. So now
Awesome.
I'm comfortable, because this is all about, you know, when there is a lot of information, you feel like, oh my God, how I supposed to handle this business, kind of like, right? And then like, okay, I feel,
Yeah.
oh, it's good. I feel like, okay, great, great. I really appreciate
Yeah.
your time, and it was awesome workshop. Thank you very much. You are amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. No, nice to meet you, and I'm really happy this was useful for you.
Very much useful. You're a great teacher. Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye.